good to see everyone tonight. It's good to be here with you again this evening. Thankful for all those who are able to make it last night and who will continue to be here. This, like most, just about any series you would see, is much better and makes a whole lot more sense when there's continuity in your thoughts. So as much as you can be here, the better it is, so you can continue to pick up each time as we go on what it is that we're discussing, and we kind of just build upon it each night and as we go into tomorrow morning and then into tomorrow night and wrapping it up. I hope to give you the most complete, I guess you could say in a weekend, the most complete recollection or readiness, or however you want to phrase that, to be able to go out and use what you've learned to teach people of Islam the gospel. That's really the point of why I'm here, and that's what I'm passionate about in general, is teaching people the gospel, and certainly people that would have been in the same place that I was in terms of coming from the religion of Islam, or any other faith for that matter. Tonight we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the similarities and differences between Christianity and Islam, and that really will help lay a foundation for what we're going to kind of talk about next and how we're going to evangelize Muslims as we move into that later on this evening. But I just want to take a little bit of time before we do that, before we get to this question and answer section, and talk a little bit about comparing the beliefs between the two. I'm not sure how much you've actually looked into Islam, but you might be surprised to find out that there are differences, that should be obvious, but there are actually quite a few similarities between the two faiths, and we don't have time to go through all of those things, but we will go through some of those. Turn this thing on. There we go. Yeah, the one that says on. Awesome. Okay, so we'll go right through it. We'll jump right into it. So I just basically have here for you a compare and contrast that we'll look at, and we'll wrap up with a couple other different thoughts when we get to the end. But the origin of name, Christianity, it derives from the word Christos, the Greek word Christos. We were first called Christians at Antioch in Acts chapter 11. In Islam, the word is derived from the Arabic word meaning submission or peace. So that's maybe one of the first things. And a lot of people have actually heard that before. They've said, yeah, I did hear that it actually means peace. Most people are surprised by that. But nonetheless, this is what the word is derived of in the Arabic, submission or peace. Submission meaning to submit to the will of Allah or to the will of God, which we will identify later this evening, the differences between perhaps God and Allah. Muslim is a follower of Islam. So it's not a country. I've been asked what country is Muslim. It's not a country. That is the people of Islam are Muslims. The follower of Islam are Muslims, just like followers of Christianity would be Christians. The holy books. Well, we have one, of course, the Bible, written over a span of 16 centuries by many different inspired authors. And the Quran was supposedly dictated to the Prophet Muhammad by the angel Gabriel, the same Gabriel that we might know, supposedly. And this was completed after 23 years. So a little bit different there. Similar in that they have a supposed divine revelation, you might say, or inspiration. Muhammad was illiterate, so he didn't actually write the Quran down. So supposedly, he went to the caves and received this revelation from the angel Gabriel, and he memorized it, which they claim to be a miracle in itself, and then he dictated it to several people who then wrote it down. And this process took 23 years. So this is one thing that immediately kind of jumps out and I think gives the Bible a whole lot of credibility and validity, reliability, is the fact that it was written by many authors over 16 centuries rather than just one person who is reciting what is to be written down. It's kind of like if you were to go do research on any kind of different topic. Let's just take the topic of soccer because that's something that I'm passionate about. If I wanted to go do some research on soccer, I could maybe research conditioning for soccer. How is it that you might condition for soccer? What's the best way to condition for soccer? High intensity.